Hello from CNN, I'm Anna Sterla with the five things you need to know for Thursday, January 4th. Two top candidates for the GOP presidential nomination are appearing in back-to-back CNN town halls tonight.
The Democrats want Trump to be the candidate. They are going to talk about all the legal stuff, January 6th. That will be what the election will be about. You don't want it to be a referendum on Trump and the past. You want it to be a referendum on Biden's failures, on our positive vision for this country. I offer that.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis spoke first, followed by former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. Their push for the White House comes at a crucial point for their main rival, former President Donald Trump. Trump might be the frontrunner for the GOP nomination, but it's possible he won't appear on several state ballots. Today, groups of voters from Illinois and Massachusetts filed motions to remove him from their state's ballots. It's the latest push to remove Trump from the ticket under the Constitution's 14th Amendment, which bans insurrectionists from holding office. A second round of documents connected to disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein has been released. Epstein was a convicted pedophile who died in jail before he could face trial on federal sex trafficking charges. Tonight's release unseals more than 300 pages that are part of a lawsuit tied to Epstein. That's on top of the hundreds more that were released yesterday. They include everything from technical legal arguments to descriptions of alleged crimes. Now, at least some of this information we already know from other sources, like media interviews. And we should note, being named in the unsealed documents doesn't necessarily mean someone did something wrong. CNN's Jean Casares says some names in the documents are still redacted.
So we do have some documents that say that a victim was ordered to have relations with an unnamed prince, an owner of a very large hotel chain, and then an unnamed individual. So not everyone is being revealed by the court at this point.
The White House said today that North Korea is giving missiles and launchers to Russia, and that Iran is in the middle of its own negotiations over supplying weapons to Russia.
Russia has become increasingly isolated on the world stage, and they've been forced to look to like-minded states for military equipment. As we've been warning publicly, one of those states is North Korea.
That's National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby. Kirby said it looks like the missiles have already been used in Russian attacks on Ukraine, and said that in return, North Korea is looking for its own military assistance from Russia, like aircraft and armored vehicles. Two subway trains in New York City collided this afternoon, injuring 24 people. The trains were moving at low speed, and the injuries were all minor. Authorities said an out-of-service train was moving north along Manhattan's Upper West Side, carrying a handful of transit employees. That train then collided with a passenger train carrying about 300 people. All passengers were safely evacuated. Authorities haven't identified what caused the collision and say an investigation is ongoing. Here's the head of the New York City Transit Authority, Richard Davey, courtesy of WCBS.
Obviously, two trains should not be bumping into one another. We are going to get to the bottom of that.
Today's school shooting in Iowa sets a grim record. That's next. One student was killed and five other people were wounded at a shooting at Iowa's Perry High School today. And tonight, residents of Perry held a candlelight vigil. Here's sound, courtesy of KWWL.
We don't have the answers yet, Lord. We may never have them.
The shooter also died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. According to the Gun Violence Archive, it's one of at least four mass shootings so far this year, and it set an upsetting record. CNN analysis shows it's the earliest mass shooting at a school in a calendar year. That's going back to at least 2008, when CNN started tracking school shootings. It's based on data from the GVA and other sources. Both CNN and the GVA define a mass shooting as a shooting that injured or killed four or more people, not including the shooter. That's all for now. I'm Anna Sterla. Our next episode drops at 6 a.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.